helicopter lands, both Elvis and Elvis will get out.
Hey, Van.
Hey, I'm 68.
So am I.
It's great to be here, E. How you doing, E?
I'm doing fine, E.
Man, oh, man, I tell you, I'm starving to death. You got any more of those Slim Fast shakes?
You know how we can celebrate our birthday?
By drinking some BM.
Let's call Sex Lines.
Sex Lines, man.
As Elvis to Elvis.
Come on, Jack.
Here we go.
Let's see how those phone numbers are doing.
900-258-42.
Only I could have seen how privileged she was to be speaking with Elvis Sharon Presley.
And I'm EAP.
Hi, baby.
And we, incidentally, we would call the Elvis, I'm breaking out of character now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We would call the Elvis Presley psychic hotline, except it's gone out of business.
Oh. Yeah, man, didn't make the kind of money they were looking for.
I'm waiting for your call.
EAP.
So
I'm waiting
hot,
for you, honey.
Wet and horny. I could just explode.
Wet and horny.
Oh, are you ready to have your every desire fulfilled?
Yeah.
All your wildest fantasies come true?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, then hold on, baby.
Happy birthday, Elvis.
Happy birthday to him, a 68-year-old horn dog.
It's only $2.49 to $3.99 per minute, but you must be 18.
It's part of an Elvis birthday spectacular.
The hot time in
For
Florida.
For customer service, please call 1-800.
Hawaii, I can sure get sticky.
Man, oh,
man. Begins 3 seconds after this challenge.
I wonder if you want some tonight.
Each call has an access.
Oh, my Peter.
Cut loose. Be aware that your call may be monitored for quality purposes.
Okay, come on. How much is this?
How to get some good stuff for this?
Press 1 to go one-on-one with...
There you go.
Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star at any time.
Beautiful. All right, ma'am.
Here we go. I just got to do that you're on the air stuff.
Plus tax.
Welcome to Elvis to Elvis.
I'm happy. Come on, ma'am.
That pleases me greatly. Don and Mike, sure, you're on the air.
No.
This is one of them party lines, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
This is Elvis Presley.
And this is Elvis Presley.
We are in the chat room.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
EAP.
Where's our one-on-one action?
Here.
Hello.
That's a guy, man.
We're looking for hot one-on-one action.
I'm not into that type of thing. Hey, are you lonesome tonight?
Is there a hot girl there?
It's hard to talk up here.
Hey.
I think we've driven away everybody. I think she said it's hard to talk up here.
Yes. Very hard to talk.
I think that's what she said. It sounds like she might have said something else.
The world is a stage. Everybody has his part. Ma'am? Ma'am?
Press 1. To go one-on-one with a sexy girl. Only $3.99 per minute. Oh, to join the 24-hour orgy party line, please press 2.
We gotta go one-on-one,
man. $3.49 per minute.
I pressed 1.
Press 3 to speak live with other hot callers. Only $3.99 per minute.
Press 1.
Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press
2. I don't like that group action.
No, you know what? Although we cleaned out that room pretty fast.
You hear those phones being pressed.
Well, let's check out the room. I'll tell them they're on the air, but then we'll check out the room for a second.
Yeah.
Donna, Mike, you're on the air.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Are you lonesome?
Are you there?
This is Elvis Presley.
This is Elvis Presley.
We are looking for some hot action.
Hello there.
That pleases me greatly.
What's your name, honey?
This is Carrie. Are there two of you?
Yes.
We are both Elvis Presley twins.
I'm Elvis.
And I am Elvis. We are both Elvis Presleys. We are 68 years old today.
You're 60 years?
68.
68, say.
68 years old today.
That's right, honey.
Say happy birthday, Elvis.
Hey. Happy birthday.
How are you, baby?
I'm 22.
Oh, that's great, man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Would you please say hello, Elvis, and hello, Elvis.
Hello, Elvis. Hello, Elvis.
Man, excuse me for 1 second while I wash down these pharmaceuticals.
I hate fish. Are you wearing white cotton panties?
I'm not wearing any panties.
You're not wearing any panties? Well, that pleases me greatly.
Good.
Have you seen my monkey, Scatter?
I have not seen your monkey.
Elvis, I have to point out to you that years ago, on the grounds of Graceland, Scatter was found dead, frozen to a tree.
That is too bad, Elvis, for I wish to ask this young whore if she would play with our monkey.
Would you like to play with our monkey, Scatter?
I would play with your monkey, except for the fact that you both need to call on separate lines.
Why do we have to call on separate lines? We are, but ma'am.
I can only talk to one.
We are conjoined.
We are conjoined. We are actually joined right now at the hip.
You're conjoined at the hip?
Yeah. We are. Well, it is impossible.
You're conjoined Elvis.
Let me explain to you. It is impossible for us to use a separate phone line. We must speak on the same extension.
We're conjoined. Perhaps you've seen us on the Maury Povich show.
The two Elvises joined at the hip.
I have not not seen this on the Maury Povich.
No surgery can separate us.
Yeah, we have been on Maury. We have been on Montel. We have been on Sally.
And not to mention Ricky Lake.
And now we would like to...
every single one of those every single day.
We would like to be on you.
And you'd like to be on me.
Yes, we would. We would like to cover you with peanut butter. And then put sprinkle bacon all over your nubile body.
Darling, why don't you put a glass out, and I'll fill it with some prescription cough syrup.
Would that be tasty?
That would be delicious.
Would you drink codeine cough syrup with us right now?
You want me to drink codeine cough syrup?
Absolutely, and then perhaps we could have a dinner of mashed potatoes and peas and bacon mixed in a bowl that we could eat with our hands.
Yum.
How about it, honey?
Does that sound good to you,
Jack?
That
sounds wonderful.
Are you ever been a maid?
I have.
I don't trust maids.
You don't trust maids?
Freaks carry your luggage up to your room, Jack.
Yeah, I tell you, I got sick in the hospital. Maids, Jack, spreading rumors.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you one thing. I've never been strung out on anything except for music.
Thank you very much.
Are you guys going to sing a song for me?
What would you like us to sing for you? What would you like?
Pick a song. Pick your favorite. But sing it to me. So it better.
And what is your name, dear whore? What is your name?
I'm Carrie.
Carrie.
Holy
tender, love me.
We are conjoined twins. We know the exact same amount of lyrics.
What else would you like? We can speak as one together. I am Elvis.
And I'm Elvis Presley.
Please say again hello to both Elvises.
Hello, Elvis.
How are you, sweetie, darling?
I'm doing just one.
You know, we are conjoined. I will tell you something else, darling. We share one set of genitals between us.
Now, have you been sexually active before?
We have indeed. We are all powerful. We are powerful and all seeing. We are soothsayer. We are both wearing swami hats right now.
What kind of hats?
Swami hats, you know, like carnage.
Turbans. As in the movie Harum Scarum.
We are wearing silver turbans with a gold jewel in the center.
Oh, really?
Yes, and we can see all and we can heal you.
We have four arms, four breasts, two belly buttons, but alas, but one penis.
And we are wearing one eight-armed jumpsuit.
You get the clothes specially made? That's going to be expensive.
We do indeed. It is expensive, but it's all right because we are fabulous entertainers.
We are living off the estate of Elvis Presley. We are, in fact, the love children of Vernon Presley.
What is your favorite Elvis Presley movie?
I have not seen any.
That's because they haven't been out in 45 years.
Well, you see, Elvis's dad, Vernon, once had unprotected sex with a woman who is less than mentally capable, and we are the result. Some call us freaks. We think we are unique.
We are unique.
Take care of you. Your mother took care of you, didn't she?
We are basically using all techniques into one.
Mm-hmm.
Our mother, Gladys, had nothing to do with us.
Yes, she abandoned us, but at one time she danced with some of her relatives, and they were all in their skirts fly up, exposing their cotton panties.
And at the same time, we both said, oh my Peter, but they didn't want us around. We've recently done PR. I don't know if you saw the fabulous movie with David Arquette called Eight-Legged Freaks.
No, I have not seen that yet.
We did some PR for that. Because
you gotta get out more often, honey.
Because we
I don't get out very often.
As I mentioned, we have between us eight arms.
Yes.
Four nipples, two belly buttons. But alas,
we are freaks in some circles, but we like to consider ourselves as
four
my. What's that, honey?
Wouldn't it be four arms and four legs?
No, we only have two legs.
Yeah, okay, you have two legs.
Two legs, one penis, but strangely...
Eight arms.
Eight arms to hold ye.
That's right, we could make you feel very warm.
Arms.
What?
Pardon me?
You have eight arms.
Eight arms, yes, we have a total of 80 fingers.
Four on my brother, four on me. Eight total arms in a jumpsuit.
We have a total of 80 fingers, yet we only have 10 toes.
But we have 80 rings.
Uh-huh.
And we have two pairs of sunglasses, because we have four eyes.
I'm sorry, we have 40 fingers.
40 fingers, that's true. No, no, you are wrong. Two hands on each arm.
10, 20, 30, 40.
Yes, but two hands on each arm, me. That's right, we have grown hands.
Do you have... two hands on each arm, but only four arms?
We're not a freak.
Some call us freaks.
I was just confused. I was trying to figure out whether you had eight arms.
We're like an octopus, darling.
Yes, we each have four arms. I will amend my earlier statement. We each have four arms, making a total of eight arms.
And making it easy for us to walk like an Egyptian.
We also, strangely enough, have two separate buttocks.
A shepherd buttocks?
Separate butt cheeks.
Now, what is a shepherd buttock?
Separate.
My brother has one half, I have the other half.
Separate. So, separate, meaning each of us has our own set of buttocks.
Separate, okay.
We have 18 kidneys, 6 lungs, 14 spleens, 2 livers, and we share a pancreas. Jack.
But alas, we have one penis, and that is what has led us down this dastardly road.
Yes.
To call women such as yourself to find fulfillment.
For some strange reason, women can hear.
Darling,
oh my.
Please don't use that offensive word.
Oh, which word?
Well, I wish that you would rather call it a thing.
A thing? Okay, who gets to play?
Who gets to... Well?
We alternate nights. On one night, he'll do it, and on the other nights, I'll do it.
Of course, with so many hands, a lot of times it's...
But you get pleasure from it.
It's crazy. What was that, darling?
But you both get pleasure from it.
Yes, we do.
Indeed, we do.
It's incredible pleasure.
However, it is difficult when one is in the mood and one is not, if you understand.
So does that mean you're only half hard? When one is in the mood and the other is not?
No, actually, we achieve full turgidity at all times. As a matter of fact, we are in that condition now.
Before we take Viagra.
Constantly with other vitamins and stimulants that we take.
We love Viagra along with our liquid Demerol, our
Vicodin,
codeine. Our various farms.
On so many painkillers.
You want many painkillers. Honey, you try walking through life with a brother, a twin brother, who you're conjoined with, sharing a total of eight arms and all the body parts my brother told you, and you would be on pain medication as well.
But, honey, no matter how we go in these phone lines or wherever we go in the world, we do have one thing that we continuously look for, and that indeed is freedom from constipation. Something we have not been able to free ourselves from. We are severely constipated day in, day out, and we are searching for a cure, some sort of answer as to how we could free ourselves from this terrible dilemma of constipation.
When was the last time you... When is the last time you had a nice BM, darling?
I would say yesterday sometime.
Yesterday sounds like you might be suffering from the same problem.
Do you know to exercise?
So I can suffer from that.
Do you know to exercise? I must bench press my twin.
Yeah.
It's hideous.
It's very, very frustrating. Yeah. Sometimes we are unable to even pass gas.
We must both work together.
You both got your own set of intestines, right?
18 kidneys, 6 lungs, 14 spleens, 2 livers, and a pancreas.
Right.
But so somehow...
You should be making double the bowel movements because you have to...
No, we share an intestinal tract and a colon.
Our colon is very chalky due to our high intake of prescription drugs.
Some might say it's impacted.
Right. Have you gone to the doctors? They've given you all sorts of laxatives. None of it works?
No, nothing works.
We do not go to the doctor, honey. He comes to us.
Oh.
For you see, for us to drive is an entirely out of this world experience. For it's a constant battle as to who's going to be driving.
It is much easier for us to row a boat.
Right. That makes sense.
We actually have our entire crew team together. Just the two of us.
Yeah, it seems like you could row a boat, just the two of you, if you got eight arms.
We have a full crew team.
We do. And we have a wonderful sweater. A wonderful sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Two crew neck sweaters with eight arms on each side.
Let me ask you something, honey. Do you consider us to be freakish?
No, not at all. I think it's very interesting.
Are you turned on by us?
Am I turned on by it?
Yes.
I'm not turned on right now. I'm very intrigued right now.
You're not turned on. Well, that's the dilemma we face. It's the constipation, isn't it? That turns you off.
Is it the constipation or is it the fact we're conjoined?
Conjoined has nothing to do with it.
That has nothing to do with it.
Not at all.
Not even enemas work.
Enemas don't work either?
No. Please do not use that kind of language.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And would you give us an enema, please?
You want me to give you an enema?
Yes, we do.
Right now.
I would gladly give you an enema if I were there.
No, give us one.
Can you not do it verbally?
Please.
So we may fantasize?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are looking for.
Fleet enema.
Yeah.
Take us through the process, honey. What are you going to do for us?
Well, I've never given an enema.
Well, why don't you make it up, darling?
Well, you fill the bag with water, honey.
Just fill the little bag with water?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you find where it goes, and you put the water in.
Yeah.
And now I wish you to take both your hands on that bag of water.
Mm-hmm.
And squeeze as if your life depended on it.
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear you squeeze, honey. Let me hear you.
I can't put.
Oh, dear. You disappointed me greatly.
I'm sorry, Elvis.
I'm afraid my condition is worsening.
I apologize, Elvis.
Man, this is a disappointment, Jack.
You're a freak, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that. You're a freak.
I'm a freak?
And it's my birthday today, and it's my brother's birthday, and you've given us no satisfaction.
All we wanted was a simple enema, and you weren't able to provide that kind of gratification for us.
I'm very sorry.
If only I would have known she could not have given us the verbal enema, we would not have wasted the $3.99 a minute.
I'm not quite sure how to give a verbal enema.
I'm afraid it's almost time for our helicopter to leave.
Now, before we go, would you please sing a happy birthday to Elvis and Elvis? It would make us happy.
I will gladly sing happy birthday to the two of you.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. Sing now, please.
Okay.
Sing, you common whore.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, baby.
Happy birthday to you.
That's doing it, honey.
Huh?
That's doing it for us.
Keep going, Jack.
Happy birthday, both of you Elvises. Happy birthday to you.
Do you hear that, honey?
That's wonderful. That's our chopper.
That's our chopper coming.
Gotta go.
That'll take us to our solid gold studs.
Time to hop into our 8-arm jumpsuit.
Have a good one.
You take care of yourself, sweetie.
Hey, you take care of business, honey.
Bye.
Are we the sexiest conjoined twins you've ever talked to?
Absolutely. I might have to call Maury and tell him to let me meet you.
All right, darling.
Elvis Presley, 8.
All right, y'all. Have a good one, Elvis.
This is Elvis saying goodbye, darling.
Hello.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
Come on, E.
Bye. Come on, E.
Leave that horn back where she belongs.
Take it, horn.
Good thing to give us a decent enema. Get our 8 arms into this plane. I mean, this jumper.
Hey, let go of my ego.
Jesus, you let go of mine. That's not my ego. Hey. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. There you go. Maybe the best edition we've ever had of Elvis to Elvis.
I never knew that he had 8 arms.
Neither did I.
Some sort of medieval creature.
She was not fazed by that.
No, but we knocked her off with the enema talk.
Yeah. Imagine all those other guys. That was still a party line. All those guys that called us seriously, like, worked their man.
I'm sure they were sorely disappointed.
They all got the hell off the phone as soon as we were there. We got that one on tape, right? That's a keeper, man.
Oh, my God.
That's a keeper. She sings happy birthday to us.
Hey.